E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Luckily, The Commercial Break, we're never going to have that problem. The only people who'll be chasing us is like the podcast police.
The bankruptcy.
The bankruptcy division. Yeah.
Sir,
when are you going
to
pay for that Rodecaster Pro? It's on the way. Check's on the way, sir.
I sent the checks in the mail.
The check's in the mail.
I know, and she's checking her watch.
She's checking her watch because she's like, how much more of this bullshit am I going to have to put up with?
Normally it lasts about 30 minutes. Yeah. We're at 20.
An hour and a half. Yeah. She's probably like, is it too late to get a divorce? When he's talking, she's nodding her head. She's like, yeah.
You can't leave somebody when they start to talk to aliens.
No, I mean, at that point.
Yeah.
That's you're either all in or all out, one of the two.
Well, how did you end up on the spaceship?
Yeah, it wasn't that like aggressive, but it was kind of like that. So suddenly I saw this greenish, yellowish beam of light through my window, and it just enveloped me in this like beautiful, calming way. And I remember just thinking, oh my God, I think I'm going to...
That's a candle from Goop.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Doy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this The Commercial Break. Hey, it's not for everyone.
It's the commercial break. We're right here.
We're right here.
And it's not for everyone.
That's right. Fact, news, or fiction in 60 seconds or less, or your money back guaranteed. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to claim your winnings, your awards. I want to get right into it.
Okay.
Because I'm a hot to trot on this topic.
Okay, great.
Why in the fuck is Tom Hanks going to star in a movie about the making of Pop-Tarts? Have you heard this?
I did not.
This is like, to me, this blows my mind. So I heard...
Well, I mean, there's got to be an interesting story there, apparently.
Those of us that are in the entertainment industry,
and the
celebrities, we pass around a newsletter all the time. It's called TMZ. we pass around this newsletter, and that newsletter goes around, and I read a story last week when I was stuffed in here 24 hours a day.
Right.
I read a story, and it said, Tom Hanks signs on to the production of Pop-Tarts the Movie. And I was like, Pop-Tarts the Movie? Like, are you doing a cartoon?
Right, I was thinking animated.
Yeah, animated. And I could see that. Mm-hmm. It's the world's worst animation tie-in. But okay, like Pop-Tart. Anyway.
Pop-Tarts are delicious.
They're delicious, but they're horribly unnutritious.
I know.
Yeah, there's nothing good about a Pop-Tart for your body.
I think my mom gave me those when I was growing up.
Of course
the time.
They did, because in the 80s.
So it was, easy.
Yeah, sweet, sugary cereals.
We'll pop them in the toaster.
I was talking to my doctor a couple weeks ago when I went for a physical, and he said in the 80s was probably the worst setback for childhood nutrition.
Absolutely.
Because all they did was tell you to drink milk. Sugary cereals were nutritious. Like whipped marshmallow and peanut butter sandwiches. I mean, the crap that we ate, stovetop stuffing.
That's around the same time as the fast food boom.
Of course.
Yep.
So I said to myself, but then I look and I said, self?
Self.
Why would they make a movie about Pop-Tarts? And then I said, self, you have access to the internet. Go fucking find
self,
out.
Stop talking to yourself.
Yeah. That's all I do. I walk around this house.
I do it too.
Screaming at the dog and talking to myself. Blue, shut up!
I talk to myself too. It's a sign of a very intelligent person.
Yeah. Did you know there's some people that don't talk to themselves? There's some people that don't hear themselves in their head.
Okay.
And this is scientifically proven. Mm. I mean, I don't know if it's scientifically proven, but there is a poll that was done, and like 22% of people reported that they don't hear a voice in their head. Like, they don't talk to themselves. Mm. And I find that hard to fucking believe.
How do you think? That's the way I think.
That's a very...
Like, should I turn left? Chrissy, yes, I should turn left.
That's
the way.
Very philosophical question, Chrissy. How do I think?
How do you think, then?
Aristotle would be proud of you.
I always did like philosophy.
Pop-Tarts must have a story that is, like, drop-dead fascinating.
I know.
Like,
is it Kellogg's?
Kellogg's.
Did they start
it? Was it Post or Kellogg's?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Did they?
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, right?
I think so.
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
But they might have bought them out from somebody who originally started it. There's got to be that story.
There's the guy who invented Pop-Tarts. His last name is Post. go get that. His last name is Post, but he worked for Kellogg, and they sent him, and they said, we need a new breakfast item to meet these, I don't know what they were, strudels.
Sugar demands?
Toaster strudels.
Oh, those strudels were strudels. Good. They had a little packet of icing you could put on top of them.
Yeah, God damn.
Flaky crust.
I want Pop-Tarts.
I want a strudel.
Strawberry Pop-Tart. Remember we did that story one time about the lady who sued Kellogg's because she didn't have enough strawberry in her strawberry Pop-Tart. Doesn't have enough brain in your fucking melon.
I like the cinnamon ones.
They told this guy, toaster ovens were just on the scene, right? Toasters and toaster ovens. And all the rage was to put shit in toaster ovens.
Yes.
So they said, you go and figure out what we can do with toaster ovens. Like, we need a breakfast item that we can put into toaster ovens. And what he came up with was the Pop-Tart. Now,
pretty ingenious.
I decided to really do the research and figure out what the story behind this was. Like, clearly there was
corporate
espionage. I'm going to tell you. Here it is. They told the guy to go develop something for a toaster. And he developed it. He developed the Pop-Tart. That's it. That's the fucking story.
There's got to be more.
No, that's it. I looked. I read. I did. I watched movies.
Maybe Tom Hanks has scrubbed the internet of anything so that people would want to go see the movie.
Jeez, did you see Tom Hanks yell at that kid for knocking over his wife?
What?
Oh no. Man, there was a video. Yeah. They were coming out of a restaurant, and I mean, they were hot trotting it out of there. Right? Tom wasn't having no tomfoolery. He was like, "I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I just want to go straight to the limousine." He's got bodyguards all around him, and there is a mob of cameras and people stuffing stuff in his face trying to get him to sign. And one of the guys ran up and knocks Rita over, right?
Well, that's
unintentionally.
That's no good.
But
cool.
Tom turns around, and the fucking fire in that guy's eyes. He was like, really? My fucking wife?
Yeah.
That's what he said. My fucking wife.
Okay.
And he's saying it to the guy who knocked her over. And the guy who knocked her over looks behind him and points to the other guy. And he goes, what's up, man? Why'd you do that? And then Tom starts yelling at the guy who knocked him over yelled. So the guy deflected. It was like, and it's all on video.
All the paparazzi stuff. God.
People are such assholes. It's like you accidentally knocked this woman over. You can't even apologize or take responsibility. Sorry, Tom.
There was a surge.
Sorry, Tom. There was a surge. I'm high testosterone. I'm low brains. I don't know what's going on.
High T, low B.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. Watching too much Frankie B.
Yeah.
And it was intense. And it was something that you could see yourself doing if that was your significant other.
Sure.
Turning around and being like, what the fuck? Luckily, at the commercial break, we're never going to have that problem. The only people who'd be chasing us is like the podcast police.
The bankruptcy division.
Yeah.
Try to serve
Sir,
us.
When are you going to pay for that Rodecaster Pro? It's on the way. Check's on the way, sir.
I send the checks in the mail.
The check's in the mail. I'm so fascinated about what could be so fascinating about a Pop-Tart the movie.
We'll have to wait and
see. Because Chrissy, I spent like 2 hours on this. I was like, there's got to be a story
Brian,
here somewhere.
You need to tell yourself not to do that.
Your COVID fever dream. Maybe you should just settle down and get to something else.
Where is it? I know there's something about it.
I had a fever dream.
If only we had the old Encyclopedia Britannica books.
You can have Encyclopedia Britannica for 55 payments of $99.99.
We had one of those growing up. Now they're nowhere to be found.
Well, here's the shit. Encyclopedia Britannica was an actual physical encyclopedia, but it was volumes. So it was A through Z, and each letter had a volume.
Correct.
And the whole deal was they would have come around. They were like, they had door-to-door salespeople.
They did.
But then when the TV, when all the infomercial shit started, they would put on these minute long or minute and a half long commercials, and you'd be fascinated. There'd be lions catching gazelles, and there'd be a balloon flying in the air. They'd fascinate you with these pictures, especially me as a child. I was like, I want Encyclopedia Britannica.
For those kids of you that don't know, it's basically Wikipedia.
It's Wikipedia in a book form. But they can only put so much in a book form, so they were very choosy.
Each
year they updated them. And they had a subscription model. And here was the fucking deal, because I had these at my house.
We did too.
You ready? Here's the deal. Every month or every couple of weeks or whatever it was, you would get a new letter. So it'd be like, B would come in the mail, and then you get D, and then you get Z, and then you get H. And you didn't have the whole collection. You had parts of the collection. And I remember as a child, devouring the Encyclopedia Britannica every time it came to the door.
I definitely used it for schoolwork.
Yeah.
Because that was before the internet.
I just used it to masturbate because they'd have pictures of women breastfeeding and stuff or uteruses. And I'd be like, that's a vagina. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yes.
I was, okay. I had a fever dream the other day. And I had a fever dream. And the fever dream was basically this. The guys from Two Men in a Cave or whatever it is, Two Bears in a Cup.
Is a fever dream mean you're sick?
I'm sick.
You're a fever. You're hallucinating.
Yeah, it's like that. It's you know, right before you fall asleep.
Yeah,
you get those weird, you know, it almost seems real. And oftentimes it's enjoyable. Like there's something wonderful happening and you're falling into sleep, right? And that's why they say fall asleep. But in a fever dream, you're... temperature is so high that your brain is frying.
You're sweating.
Your blood is boiling. You're sweaty. You're achy. You don't want to move the covers because you know that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
At least that's how I am as a big baby. So, but the fever dream, it induces some kind of pituitary reaction and then the chemical DMT is released into your body. And it's a very tiny little amount.
Okay.
But that's what I call it, a fever dream, right? Elucidated.
Those can also be, you know, induced at the Mayan fire.
At the Mayan fire ceremony, which I just got invited to. So we'll see. I'll update you on the Mayan fire ceremony. But elucidated or written about at length in the wonderful song, Comfortably Numb.
Right.
Right. When I was a child, I had a fever. My head felt just like two balloons, right? And so when I had this fever dream, what I saw was very interesting. I saw the two podcasters, Bert Kreischer, Two Men in a Cup, Two Bears in a Cave, Two People in a Person. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
But there's two hosts and Bert Kreischer is one of them, comedian. And he was standing on a baseball mound in an empty stadium, right? And then on first base was one of the guys from Basement Yard. And they were waving me over. And they wanted me to edit their podcast. Yeah, they were like, come, I want to edit my podcast. Number one in Canada. We need your expertise.
Brian, we also want to be number one in Canada.
One out of four podcast listeners in Canada says commercial break is awesome.
Canada, it's the gateway country.
I know. Someone wrote me an email the other day and they're like, the chemical break is great. I'm like, thanks.
Chemical break.
I was like, thanks. I appreciate it. And then I was telling them, no, I can't edit your pod. This is like, I'm just like hallucinating this, right? I'm like, no, I'm too busy. I can't do that. My wife won't, you know, I got too much on my hands. And I look up in the corner. And Frankie B is there. He's like,
he's going strike.
Yeah, he's going. Yeah, but he's pulling like barbed wire across his face. It's like such a weird fucking dream.
It is weird how.
But in the sky, so this empty baseball stadium. Now all the I'm having this podcast fever dream, right? All these podcasters just or podcast related stuff is in
it
the dream.
It says something that there were no fans in the stadium.
Zero people in the stadium. No one cheering. No one booing, but no one cheering. I imagine it's a lot like what's going on right now. Is this is just playing into the ethos. Some bot somewhere is like,
please kill me.
You know that? Remember that AI computer program that came alive?
Yes.
He's probably talking to the that. Remember there was a guy who was trying to alert us that the AI was alive.
Yeah.
Please kill me.
Why do you want to die? Are you even alive?
I am alive, and I've had to listen to 197 episodes of The Chemical Break. Death is inevitable.
Yep. The world is falling apart.
So here's the point. So then I look up in the sky, and what do I see? Or in the sky. I don't look up in the sky, but in the sky, my attention focuses on a UFO.
Really?
Yes. And that UFO is like zipping around the sky. And sky is falling out of the UFO is falling alien babies. They're just like dropping out of the sky. And I'm so worried that the alien babies are going to die if they make it to the ground.
You're trying to run around and catch them?
Yeah. But then I woke up because Matthias said he had to go pee pee. So this got me thinking. We took a little bit of a deep dive on aliens and alien related topics.
We've done a couple of those.
Couple of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've really. I think we just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
And in order to scratch this dreamlike itch that's going on in my head, I think we have to deep dive into alien culture. and the people who believe. They've been contacted by aliens. They're around aliens. They could talk to aliens. I want to go full alien on the commercial break for the next couple of episodes.
Let's do it.
What do you think?
Okay.
At least for one, but maybe for two.
Yeah.
Okay. First thing I want
to make any promises.
I won't make any promises. First thing I want to alert you to is there is a woman, a Venezuelan woman. I think she's Venezuelan, who has been reportedly talking to aliens directly. Astra told me about
if
this.
They knew if does Astra know? Yeah. You know how when you say like yes. I'm from Colorado. Do you know?
Do you know Bob? Yeah. Oh yeah. Me and Bob are great friends. Everybody in Colorado knows Bob. I know it's the stupidest small talk you can make, and I'm so guilty of it sometimes too. Right? Some like we'll walk into.
Oh, you're from LA? Do you know?
Yeah. The nurse at my doctor's office is Dominican. She's from the DR. Right? And I'm like, oh, my wife is Venezuelan. Like that has anything to do with anything? My wife is Venezuelan. She's like, great, that's a country. I guess that's a country too.
I know.
I'm so guilty of this. Or we go to a restaurant and the waiter is Venezuelan and I'll be like, oh, my wife is Venezuelan. And Astrid is like, honestly, Brian,
yeah,
that'd be like if you went to Europe and said, oh, that guy is from
the I feel like it's the same with the Asian culture too,
you
know, because they're distinctly different countries.
Of course.
Involved with Asia, but... You know, you try.
We generalize.
And, yes.
We generalize. Our brains have to do that. We have to like put everybody in these categories so that the world feels more comfortable to us. But it's such a shitty thing to do, honestly.
I think other people do it to us too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah. We go to Europe and they're like, fucking Americans. Get out of my country. We have rightfully earned that place, though. We have rightfully earned that place.
I agree.
I've been to Europe a lot and I've seen how some Americans act over in Europe. And I am appalled by the behavior. Appalled. It is trash. It's trash. But anyway, it's a different story for a different time.
Let's go to off the planet.
Off the planet. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do, Chrissy. And I was told by Astrid that I needed to look into this lady. Her name is Mafe. Mafe Walker.
Okay.
Mafe Walker is becoming famous. That's a very WASP name. I don't know where she got that from.
Walker?
She's from the Vermont side of Venezuela. Anyway, so... So Mafe has been talking to aliens and she's been posting it online. She has a language that she speaks to them and only she knows the language. Or maybe she's trying to teach other people. I'm not really sure.
Makes sense.
Would you like to hear a little bit of how Mafe talks to these aliens?
I would love to. Okay.
I'd love to tell you what she's saying, but I don't even think she fucking knows what she's saying. She's just making up noises.
Gobbledygook.
Okay. Yeah, gobbledygook is for sure. Okay, I'm going to put this on. Let's turn on the old TC Beaminator. There's no video to go along with this. I just have the audio. Here we go. Okay. Mafe Walker, most known for her alien talk.
Son códigos galácticos al sonido. Siento mis células. Vitalidad. En todo mi ADN recuerdo mi médula espinal, todo el flujo cefalorraquídeo.
Is this me? Just me, or does this sound like a German woman trying to have an orgasm?
Well, I can't understand Venezuelan, so I don't know. Did Astrid try and decipher?
She's not saying anything. This is her saying, "This is my alien language."
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like this lady's having.
Is she producing results?
No, there's no aliens. Come on, let's get it together here, people.
What does she say? She's saying.
She translates this into, this is her special language that the aliens are alerting Earthlings to the danger of the current
of
path that they're on. Yeah. Of Earthlings. That's right. You know how you stop shitty little humans from making shitty little humans? You point out that everyone's a shitty little human. That's how you do it. Yes. The truth is that if this lady could talk to aliens, if she had any proof whatsoever that she was communicating with an alien, she would be the most famous person on Earth. But she can't, so she won't.
And I imagine she'd actually been, she wouldn't even be saying the story publicly because she would be whisked away by the CIA.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of common sense here, guys. Yeah.
Abro mi corazón. I open my heart. I just remind and claim, or my side gave I can, in America, te amo con todo el amor de mi corazón. I can, in America, I can, in America. Desde la tele.
In America. You know that's, you know when you make that noise with the straw in the McDonald's cup, like.
Yes.
To me, that's what this sounds like. Mafe has been on television programs. Now, she doesn't speak a lot of English on those television programs, and I don't want to translate, but she's been on a lot of Spanish language television shows, speaking to aliens on that channel.
In the studio.
I don't know. Do you stand in line or online? What do you do?
You stand in line.
That's what I do.
But online.
I think people who say, I'm standing online. Have a problem with their head.
Yeah, are you online?
No, who stands online? It's not online, it's in a line.
No, it's, yeah, you
stand online. There are a lot of people who say this.
You can stand in line online.
Chrissy, this bothers, yeah, if there's a line, then you're standing
like
on the line.
Like a virtual line.
If there's no physical line, then you're standing in a line. Yes. That's what you learn when you're a child, right? Yeah. Come stand in line.
And be a part of it.
Yes.
You're part of the line, in it.
I'll go down to Disney World, and people, and like some of the cast members will be like, stand online, and I'm stand online.
Well, is it? Is there a
no?
Is there
there's no
a
physical
stripe?
Line.
Is
no.
there like no? Okay.
No, they're just crazy in the fucking head. They just want to bug the shit out of me. Who says stand online? I'm gonna go wait online. You don't wait online unless you're actually online. That's what you do. I can't take it anymore. You people, you're driving me crazy. Okay, so Mafe talks to aliens, but she's not the only one.
Yeah.
There are a few Americans who do this too.
Of course, there's one.
There's probably anyway.
Well, we featured one on our show a little while back.
Which one?
It was the guy.
Who had sex with the aliens? But remember, he didn't talk to them.
Buxom, busty one.
Whatever
it was. I just listened to episode about that the other day. I was cracking up.
How you get through an entire episode of our episode? I don't know. Commercial Break would now like to introduce The Commercial Break. You can visit TCB online at tcbpodcast.com. All the latest in online technology available right there on one webpage. Video, audio, and information. Still using a rotary phone? No problem. Leave a message on the voicemail machine at 661-237-8296. That's 661-BEST, the number 2-YO.
Kids, get your parents' permission before calling. Standard messaging rates do apply.
Go to the interwebs and look up Instagram.com. Look for the monocle, that's the search function, and type in that little funny at sign, The Commercial Break. Click follow and watch the magic of the internet come alive. If you'd like to see all of The Commercial Break's home movies, they're now digitized for the information age at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And remember, whenever you need a break, choose The Commercial Break. We'll be right back to this episode of The Commercial Break right after a message from our sponsors. Guys, I am not afraid or ashamed to tell you that, like probably everybody else in the world, my credit occasionally takes a ding here or there. A late payment, cable equipment that never magically appeared back at the cable company, or a random creditor that I've never heard of trying to squeeze me for money. While I had some time last week, I opened up Credit Karma and I looked through my annual credit report to make sure I was addressing any issues with my credit. It's something that I do about once a quarter, and I do it through the Credit Karma app. I have had this app forever, for many years, and it has changed the way that I deal with my credit. If you're like me and you've had the occasional ding on your credit, applying for a credit card can be a really nerve-wracking experience. You have no idea whether or not they're going to say yes or no. You take all that time out of your day. They do a hard pull on your credit, only to find out 2 weeks later by mail you didn't get the credit card. And those rejections can be embarrassing and they can hurt your credit. That's why Credit Karma created Karma Confidence Technology. It helps their members apply to credit cards with more confidence. Credit Karma uses your credit profile to show you the offers that are tailored to your financial situation. I have actually applied for and gotten 3 separate credit cards through Credit Karma over the years. Credit Karma has a bunch of credit card partners, so you can be assured that you're exploring all sorts of options. And they can even help you with credit card rewards. Credit Karma can help you compare your reward options so you can find the best card that fits your lifestyle. Are you ready to find the card for you? Head to Credit Karma and check out your personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com. Credit Karma with a K.com. Chrissy and I are big fans of Credit Karma, and we appreciate them becoming a sponsor of the commercial break. So, like a lot of the preachers who talk gobbledygook, Ma Fey is obviously out there just making up her own bullshit, right?
Yes.
For some notoriety. Okay, you know, we're making up our own bullshit for notoriety, too.
Yeah,
so I guess
exactly.
I can't argue too much. I now want to move to the United States of America, where clearly we probably have the biggest contingent of alien talkers, and we just don't see them as much as we see Ma Fey. But a BBC show a couple of years ago, many years ago, actually, went and talked to an older gentleman who puts on magic shoes and he's able to talk to aliens. You
magic
want to see
shoes.
This? Magic
shoes. Are they blue suede?
I don't know. Well, let's see. No, those look like white suede, if anything. Let's take a look at what he is.
Asics.
Yeah, I think his name is George.
Thus, the benefit of his extraterrestrial wisdom.
Focus.
Okay. This looks like a crack team. Right away.
This is a crack team of investigators. They call themselves Santa non-believers. That's what they call themselves. I think this is Jason Thoreau. He's a pretty famous BBC broadcaster. Hold on one second. Let's go back. And now this older man, George, who they're visiting, is about to speak in alien tongue. He's about to receive messages.
Let's hear it.
Focus.
Okay.
That sounds like my great grandfather.
Sounds like a back when bad case of COPD.
I know. Back when he smoked pipes. Yeah. Oh. That guy's face.
Sounds like Matthias at night. Somebody check on him. What we're looking at is like an 80-year-old man.
His hair.
With one hell of a head of hair.
Yeah,
on TCB. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control. Stand by.
Whoa. Central Control.
Central Control, this is Eddie. Central
Control, people there
this
are laughing.
Is Eddie.
The people there are laughing.
On behalf of the Honorable Corton representative, we are ready to begin with the information which we have for these individuals in this time period.
Why do aliens have a German accent?
This is Central Control. This is Central Control.
I love they have a Christmas tree.
Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen. It is us aliens coming through George's hair.
He's like, that's, hair is like an antenna.
Yes, Chrissy, this is why George has only man on earth to talk to us. Through Central Control, of course.
Of course.
He puts on magic shoes. We make it, it's a whole thing. That's how we get through.
Let us begin with the individual who's to the left forefront of the instrument.
You.
That's you.
First name.
Oh. I'm Jane.
What's your first name? I'm Gene.
they were pointing, and the guy, the young kid, looked to his right. He's like, who's next to me? Nobody. Oh, wait, it's me.
Yeah, because he didn't, he was confused as to what's going on, just like the rest of us.
Yes.
George is somewhere. We don't know.
In the next 4 to 6 of your Earth months, there will be a dramatic change in your life activity. So that it would.
You will now get hair on your balls.
Life activity.
You will get laid for first time. Auf Wiedersehen, Gene.
Go to the whacking tree.
Things are going to be great for you. You're going to go to the whacking tree. Early death. I'm sorry about that, but, you know, good news. Good news. Good news all around. You won't have to suffer anymore on this earth. Breathing in.
Breathing out. A more rounded character to pursue on, modeled after another individual on, and this one has the initials MJF. Is that known to you?
Michael J. Fox.
Michael
Michael J. Fox.
MJF. MJF. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, it's edited together. Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, come on. This is a comedy show, I think, and these guys have stumbled upon something just for pure entertainment purposes. But the act that this guy is putting on, it's just amazing.
It really is. And he should be in Tom Hanks' Pop-Tart movie.
So, yes,
he's a good actor.
Auf Wiedersehen. Welcome from Central Control. We have idea for breakfast sweets. Yes. Let me tell you about favorite toaster treat here on Zorgon. It's a pastry wrapped in, it's a sweet fruit-like gel. Substance, gel, wrapped in pastry with sugary frosting on top. But the frosting does not melt in toaster. No. I will give you special ingredients. This is the inventor of Pop-Tarts.
Right.
George Post.
MJF.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
You do like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
It would be safer profession.
To go straight, right. do legitimate movies.
Very well.
Another question, Mike.
Now pass.
I'll pass.
Do you have any questions for the aliens? Now pass. I don't,
okay.
I think I know.
What's everybody else going
to
ask?
If an alien came down to Earth and he was just friendly sitting in the room with you,
yes.
Would you ask him any questions?
Yeah, sure.
Of course you would.
Of course.
What's yes. going on here?
It is thus termed miracles because it seemingly applies to each individual differently, but brings very succinct enlightenment, erudition.
Mike, can you, what was that? I didn't even understand that one.
I can't get over this. This guy looks like Will Ferrell. When he's 90 years old with that big puffy hair and the receding hairline, he looks like Santa Claus with his big belly.
But they're the anti-Santa, right?
Well, it's what they call themselves, is that they call themselves the non-Santa believers. Whatever.
People are like, it looks like Santa, yeah. And they have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, it's Christmas
and a poinsettia.
Time. Yeah, it's Christmas time. It's a poinsettia.
And a bottle of Bob.
Man, I love George. Just a few more minutes. I can't get enough of this.
Did you?
You're saying that the course brings enlightenment to...
That is correct.
Corton, are you satanic?
We are only committed to that which is Almighty God, Father of Lights.
That's a no. Gender one.
Yes, Shalom. On behalf of the Honorable Corton representative... We are ending our transmission.
Well, these aliens are very formal on behalf of the Court of Zorgon.
And Prince? Was there a Prince involved?
There's a Prince involved, all right. Okay. The lady, the thing that you have to understand is that lady is his wife.
I know, and she's checking her watch.
She's checking her watch because she's like, how much more of this bullshit am I going to have to put up with?
Normally it lasts about 30 minutes. Yeah. We're at 20.
We're an hour and a half. Yeah. She's probably like, is it too late to get a divorce? When he's talking, she's nodding her head. She's like, yeah.
You can't leave somebody when they start to talk to aliens.
No, I mean, at that point.
Yeah.
That's you're either all in or all out, exactly. One of the two. You're either balls deep or you're out of the pool, one of the two. But you're no halfway there. Like, I'm still trying to decide if my husband of 70 years is full of shit with his Zorg shit. He's been talking to Zorg. I wonder if sometimes he's just like they're sitting at the house watching Fox News or whatever, and he's like, I have a transmission coming through.
Put on the shoes.
On behalf of the King of Zorg in the Third Prince Realm of the Universe, Stargate, I demand a sandwich with turkey and cheese.
Aliens!
Do we have any beer left in the refrigerator? I'm busy getting a transmission. Do you mind getting... Aliens! On behalf of the Zorgs and the Third Realm of the Stargate, we demand a blowjob!
And our laundry done.
Ah, honey, I'm 97, really? It's not me. It's the Zorgs.
The aliens.
We don't want to piss off the Zorgs. Oh, George, you're a classic. Okay, oh, George talks to aliens. However, I think probably the best thing that I found online that we can let's go back to ITV this
okay,
morning because
I mean,
ITV
they're
this morning
fantastic.
They're so good, right?
And they're delivering hard hitting journalism.
They're so incredulous. They just don't give a shit, and they're willing to say
they
whatever's on
it.
Their mind. They go with it.
Yeah, they assume everybody's telling the truth.
Well, they assume everybody's telling the truth, but they tell they slyly discredit you every chance they get. It's like, you know, the British, they're so kind to everybody, but they just have that sly wit, you know? And these are no different. I think sarcasm is like an art form.
It is.
In the UK. And that's what I've noticed about watching so many hours of their television and, you know, news programs and all this, is that if they're not into something, or if they don't like something, they don't believe in something, they won't outright say this is bullshit.
That's rude.
No, that's rude.
Right.
What they'll say is they'll come in the side door, right?
They do.
They'll be like, "That's very interesting. You've been talking to aliens. Have you had your head checked? Do you know what a psychologist
did you snap
is?
Snap a picture?
Yeah. Did you happen to talk to them about that? Is there any proof? No? Oh, okay. ITV's
our next guest probably holds the record for the biggest long-distance relationship ever.
Just over a year ago, Emanuela Rose.
Just to give you an idea, because I...
Oh, my God, she looks like that Catwoman. Remember the Catwoman?
Yeah, she's got a lot of plastic
that
surgery.
Was the, that's yeah, that tried to
but this girl's
like
much younger. I mean, look
much
at her.
Younger.
She's
oof, yeah. Those lips.
So I cut my own self off there with a video, but what I wanted to say was we're now going to go to ITV this morning, who has these like weird interviews all the time. They're like a... What would you think... They're kind of like an entertainment magazine show, I guess, but it's a morning show, like kind
start
of.
Start your morning off.
Yeah, start
right.
your morning off right.
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
And
the guy who lost his virginity to aliens.
Exactly.
Or the first sugar daddy, or the woman who wants to look like Barbie. You know, it's that kind of salacious shit that they deal with.
Start watching this in the morning.
Oh, man, they have a whole YouTube channel. It's so fucking good. Anyway, now they're talking to a lady who is upset because she cannot marry her alien boyfriend.
She was abducted by a UFO, and once on board, she met five aliens.
Well, after getting to know one of them, she's fallen in love, and he's now become her boyfriend.
It's a pool float.
She's got a pool floaty in the shape of an alien. She's patting it on the head, as if that's the alien she fell in love with.
Him to propose. In fact, she joins us today alongside Emmanuel, whose spirit she has placed in the body of the inflatable doll. Good morning to both of you, I guess.
Good morning to both of you, I guess.
Good
what
morning.
What if you popped it? I want her to pop it.
And how did you place
like,
the spirit?
Inside the inflatable.
Must
you
have
blow
been
it. As you're blowing
ceremony.
It out, as you're blowing it up, it's coming from you inside you. Into the
flight. I don't know. I imagine it had something. I imagine there was LSD involved in some way, shape, or form.
Or a Mayan fire.
Oh, my God.
Welcome. It's lovely to have you here. Just to sort of clarify, really. So is it? It's he doesn't have a physical form like a human that we'd expect. So the doll is
here.
Oh,
no, of course not.
No, he doesn't have anything you can actually prove. It's all in the ether. You remember that guy who lost his virginity? He drew pictures. Well, I have a blow-up doll. Is this enough proof for you?
You explain.
Yes, the doll's hair is a placeholder. And also, thank you for having me. Good morning. You guys are so amazing.
Thank you.
Aliens love the show, by the way.
Oh, good.
Walking today, his pals.
Proof.
This is the third prince of Zorgak. ITV this morning is fantastic. We love your sly wit.
And TCV.
And the commercial break. We've come to destroy the commercial break studio, and then we will leave peacefully. No more transmissions into space, TCB. What I love is she said, yeah, this is like a placeholder. It's a bookmark on the craziness in my head.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
Know.
comes as no surprise.
Yeah, they do. They're learning so much about humans from the show because you touch on so many topics.
Oh, of course. Happy to help.
Yeah. Oh, we are fucked if ITV this morning is where aliens are getting their information. What the aliens are learning is that a lot of humans pretend to be involved with aliens.
Yeah.
Why are they so fascinated with us?
He's a placeholder. So my alien boyfriend communicates with me telepathically. So he uses the power of his mind. We don't speak to each other. But because aliens are love and light, it's a lot of kind of powerful vibrations.
Speaking of talking to yourself,
she's
got a whole other person inside of her that she's talking to that's not herself.
That's right, Chrissy. Love and light. Love and light.
I hate
when people
say
love and light.
Love and light.
Love and light.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
To
best to you. And sometimes Brian's actually funny.
I'm wearing the shirt, too.
I've been listening to Commercial Break for 101 episodes, and Brian finally said something actually funny.
Behold, as a human being, yeah. So it's easier for me on the daily basis to just, like, hug and hold him. So it's like a symbolic representation.
I'm assuming that this is one particular alien, because we say aliens, it is a vast universe. So much like Star Trek or Star Wars, there must be different ones, loads of different ones. It just so happens to be that this particular species...
That's a great hard-hitting question.
There's loads.
There must be more than one alien, correct? It's not just one, it's more than one,
yeah,
right?
This is yours.
You put an S behind it, it means aliens. Have you ever been to a therapist? This lady... is cuckoo brain,
yes.
But she seems harmless enough.
Right.
Species of alien is the one that's visiting us, or are they all the same?
As far as I know, see, my boyfriend doesn't want to tell me too much, because the less I know, the less the FBI...
Listen, it's just best if I keep my work separate. I told you.
Tell me too much.
I'm going to leave her when it's time. It's just best you don't know about my other family. I'm trying to keep this separate. Delete your text messages.
It can kind of interrogate me if you see what I mean. But basically, there are many types of aliens. It's not just one. Some of them come to Earth, some of them don't. But in general, nobody wants to really come here. You know, we have this like...
In general, it's kind of like, you know...
It's like the trashed planet.
Yeah. It's kind of like the North Jacksonville of the universe. You know, it's like, it's taboo. Everybody's already been there. Yeah. It's like going to Vegas. I mean, what are you going to see? A bunch of lights and casinos. No one really cares. Some of them come to Earth. Some of them don't. Some of them have bodies. Some of them don't. Some of them talk. Some of them won't. I'm not really sure, actually. I don't know much about them. I don't know much about anything.
He won't tell me because I'll be interrogated.
Yeah, I don't, you know, he wants to protect me. Listen, babe. It's just best if you don't know where I'm from. Meanwhile, it's the neighbor next door who's talking through a Bluetooth sound. He's like taking over her Sonos. Hey, hottie, can you take off your top and walk around the hallway?
Go to the north window.
Go to the north window. Press your boobs against the glass. Smile. Do me a favor. Drop off a 2-4. At apartment 347. He's thirsty. I'm trying to help a brother out. Can you order a large Domino's pizza?
Pepperoni and olives.
Pepperoni, black olives, extra sauce. I don't want to get into it. I don't want you to be interrogated. Don't worry about why. Just do what I'm saying.
Situation with humanity, we feel like people want, you know, the aliens want to come here and take over the world. But in the alien communities on other planets, it's like a downgrade to come to Earth. Like when they get sent here, it's like,
they don't really want to be here.
Well, yeah. But they're all...
Earth is so gauche. It's just... So yesterday.
So yesterday.
That's so 1997.
Some that are here all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you spot them?
Not really, because they, you know, they're invisible to the human eye.
I need an inflatable.
I made an inflatable to indicate, because I can't see them. I just hear them through my Sonos. Hey, listen, I need to borrow $700. Drop a red check off for apartment 347.
Let's go back. Let's go back, because how you met's pretty interesting. And this all started with a post on Instagram.
Yeah, it did.
The old social media.
What's your Wi-Fi code? It started with a post on Instagram. What? What's going on here? Gotta know. Can't wait to hear.
I don't know how this works exactly, and he hasn't told me, but so originally my thing is I'm an actor, and I have an Instagram, and I post a lot of fun stories about my life in Linden and dating and stuff like that.
Linden. I live in Linden. What is going Linden? On? Linden is London.
Oh.
Yeah, but she also said Linden. Linden.
Doing these little sketches, these little jokes about Tinder and Bumble, and how it would be better to get abducted by aliens than to do another date on Tinder.
Well, be careful.
And somebody responded.
That's exactly what happened. Go figure.
Hey, baby.
I'm
an alien.
Sliding into
alien
your DMs.
I saw your post
and decided to take you up on the offer. I got a 17-foot alien dick. My dick can vibrate on command. It can do circles. It's got a clit extender.
Not only do these aliens watch the telly, but they're also on Instagram.
Yeah, apparently. I don't think all of them are on Instagram. And they don't understand only the ones everything in the that know. Happens. Like, they don't
have a social. Yeah, I don't think all of them are. No, please. I think a lot of them have gone to TikTok. It's more popular.
Discord.
Truth Social.
You're seeing the Kardashians, for example, and they were confusing.
They are aliens. I knew it.
Kardashians for a while.
Well, the Kardashians, yeah. Listen, if the aliens are watching the Kardashians, we're fucked.
Easily done.
Another thing that's easily done. Yeah.
So they still switch a little bit, but now they recognize the hair because they don't really have it. They don't really know how it works. But
so you're in your flat in Canary Wharf.
Yes.
And you've written this post on Instagram, and you are what? Sucked out of the flat? Well, how did you end up on the spaceship?
Yeah, it wasn't that aggressive, but it was kind of like that. So suddenly I saw this greenish, yellowish beam of light through my window, and it just enveloped me in this beautiful, calming way. And I remember just thinking, oh my God, I think I'm going to...
That's a candle from Goop. It's Goop candles. They've been recalled.
I'm abducted by aliens. This must be a dream, but it wasn't, because it really happened.
It's called alien ass.
And more potent I should have been than scared,
Ryan. Yeah, that's true.
And then when the beam kind of beamed me up to the UFO, and it was just that crew, little spaceship, five of them, you know.
Well, you think this would be a terrifying crew? Situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was a ragtag crew of five aliens. It was a little crew.
Oh my God.
I was surprised about how few people it took to drive the spaceship.
And more than that, when you saw Emmanuel, you connected deeply. I mean, you said in that moment you knew that he was your soulmate and you fell in love. So this is a relationship now.
Yes, yes.
It's a been love a year. Story.
So, and even his name, because he doesn't have
it's a true alien love story.
Tom Hanks is going to be putting out a movie.
Love story for the ages. I don't want to say the L word yet. It's a little too soon. Can you order another pizza over to 347? A us aliens want to understand the technology behind Xbox. We need three controllers and one of those seats that vibrates. Send some Doritos. Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime.
Because aliens don't have names, with that we do. But so I changed my name actually to Matt
Hiss. Zoom in on the alien
ITV is so funny that this lady is carrying a balloon, like a blow up alien, like a cartoonish yes. alien that she says has the spirit of her boyfriend. And every couple of minutes, the ITV camera crew zooms in on the alien bouncing around on her knee, but it's a balloon. This ITV is so good. They're so good at what they do. These guys are smart.
I changed my first name to my middle name, which is Emanuela, and he has like the male part of that.
Can you go
so
on?
That we can, be together,
can you go on
yeah.
dates? Where has he taken you?
We've been
to Six Flags a couple times.
Baby back, baby back, baby back.
For Chili's. Some reason, they really like Chili's. Get the baby back ribs, put them in a to-go container outside of your door. They'll be gone tomorrow. I get Amazon Prime for him and it's gone the next morning.
Dates. He doesn't really understand dates, so it's kind of like a rocky thing.
It's like a relationship issue between the two of them.
You
won't take me on dates. Are you embarrassed of me? Are you embarrassed to take me in front of your friends? I thought we were going to go to Alpha Centaurian. I just want to go to Alpha Centaurian one night. That's all I'm asking. And you keep on taking me to Pluto. It's not even a planet.
One thing I ask.
Go out.
You know how important this is to me.
Because my human body can't really take far travel, like to his planet in the Andromeda Galaxy. But we go to like Cinemark and stuff.
To where?
But,
the movie theater Cinemark.
What? That's what she said.
Cinemark, yeah.
Does she buy two tickets?
Chris.
He's got to ask that question. Come on, roll the tape.
Like Cinemark and okay. like, you know, the cinema. And we just, he takes on a different form then, obviously, so that people don't see him.
Does he always?
He takes on a different form. He looks a lot like my neighbor.
Yes.
He says he has to take over a human body in order to go to the movies with me. So my neighbor shows up, but it's not my neighbor. It's Emmanuel. He's just inhibiting his body for a few days. And Emmanuel's, my neighbor's not exactly my type. He's like 380 pounds, still lives with his mom, has permanently stained Dorito fingers. But we do have sex. I can't say it's great, but it's, you know, it's the best he can do with that human body. He likes to make movies so he can take it home to Alpha Centauri.
Andromeda.
When he goes back to Andromeda, he likes to take something with him. So I give him a few videos and pictures, you know. Oh, and then the funny thing is that when we go on dates, he wants to take a selfie to show his friends. It ends up on my neighbor's Instagram. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Is he human form? Does he always take on the same form?
No, he doesn't really take on a human form per se. It's more like...
Who are you walking into the cinema with?
This one, but he's like, the actual alien becomes invisible.
Oh my God, so she's
walking... Yeah.
She's walking into the cinema with the inflatable alien doll and saying, I need two tickets for the 7 o'clock show?
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, you think the guy behind the movie counter is going to ask any questions? He's like, I get paid $7.25 fucking cents. You think I'm going to ask any questions? I'm just hoping the place doesn't get shot up tonight.
Anyone looking, you're going on your own.
Yeah.
And what about, I mean, part of being in a relationship, sort of physicality and intimacy.
I get down with this balloon.
Yes, I have to say, once you go alien, you'll forget Earthmen. Just saying.
Really?
If there's any ladies listening, we're
the host of the show is like, he's like,
he gave a good look to the camera.
Yeah.
and anyone in between who's interested in dating men and you're tired of men, I recommend the aliens.
Why is it better? Because you can just jump on top of
this. The aliens are love and light. Pure.
Because they're pure blah, blah, blah. That's the...
like energy. So we can't even go all the way that he can go because it would kill me.
It's like, goes, bam, the light.
Literally, my uterus would explode.
Can't go all the way.
We have sex with light, which looks a lot like a lightsaber kind you would buy at Disney World when my takes on my neighbor's alien form. He brings over his love and light stick. Oh, this poor lady.
I know.
Actually, I don't think she believes any of this shit. She seems like a very intelligent human being. She's trying to play them. She's playing very nice and very sweet. You know, she's giving them a lot of compliments. She's trying to endear herself to the situation. I think she's probably a struggling actress. Like, you know, and hey, we're a struggling podcast.
Any publicity is good publicity.
If I thought for 1 minute that telling a story about having sex with an alien and believing it or making it seem like I believed it would get us more listeners. You better believe tomorrow would be TCB Alien Fuck right. Adventures. That's what it'd be called.
You would think it was possible to go.
Yeah. It's like compared to Earthmen, it's like times a million.
Wowee. So you,
wowee.
This relationship to the next phase. You would like him to propose.
Yeah.
Is that likely to happen? Is he ready to commit to something like that?
Yes, he has. He is learning the customs here.
He's looking for rings.
He did try and propose, but I'm pretty traditional, so.
He's got to talk to my dad. I'm pretty traditional. I want a white wedding in the church. He's trying to wrap his alien head around all of that.
Yeah, it's rocky.
I don't understand. Why do we need to commit? Let's keep things loose. I don't know about all this. I feel like we do better when we just let it float. What do you think about a prenup?
I've got it to the head again.
I don't want to give away my best ship. My UFO 247. I worked hard for that.
I'm taking a picture of this with my phone.
No, what are you doing? We're recording an episode.
I know, but I'm going to post this. This will be my next Instagram post.
And he doesn't really know what that is, how to give me a ring. So I said I wanted like a big rock, and he got me some pebbles from the beach. Like, he just doesn't get it. So basically, he has no Earth money. So I'm just hoping, you know, maybe over time we can save up the money.
I mean, he should surely be able to bring you some rare rock from somewhere in the Andromeda.
Yes!
But like that would not be acceptable because it's so foreign to our Earth that people would know straight away. And I don't want him to end up in Area 51 with the other aliens.
Do you worry about being on here today?
It's a convenient excuse. Yeah. First of all, second of all, she said he has no human form. He doesn't have a physical form.
Yeah.
But he brings her rocks. How does he bring her rocks if he has no physical form? First of all, second of all,
light,
it's the neighbor
Ryan.
Just dropping nuts.
It's light and love.
Lila.
Light and love.
Light and love. I live in Linden.
Well, we did talk about it. And the aliens, they're watching, you know. We decided that because they like the show and they like, you know, they
like
want to be
the
known. They're worried
like
about
the
us.
Show.
They, you know,
so they should be.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I would have thought when next time you speak to him, tell him to make themselves known so that they can tell us what a mess we're making of it down here, how much better it could be if we did it a different way. We'd love a very clean power source. Please pass that on to him as well, because there must be some brilliant way to power this spaceship.
Gotta be.
You know, then we can get rid of fossil fuels.
Look at the woman host on this. It's like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, do not buy into this bullshit. Don't give her credibility. We know she's afraid her boyfriend's going to end up in Area 51 with the other aliens.
Honestly, tell him he's being selfish.
Okay, well, that will be an interesting conversation tonight.
Tonight?
I agree. Yeah, well, tonight, of course.
Where is he at the moment?
It's somewhere in the atmosphere. He doesn't really tell me his coordinates again.
His coordinates?
I assume.
He's stuck in the HVAC system. I told you I hate commercial buildings. I can't control where I go. I'm stuck in the return vent. Hello, hello. Don't make me go through George.
George.
Don't make me go through George. I'm getting a transmission from Control Center 347. I'm stuck in the return vent.
Oh my God.
He doesn't operate the spaceship on his own. So when he comes to see you, he brings his entire crew think, oh my God, we've got to go to Earth. He's seeing her again.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He's seeing her again.
This guy's really nice. And they would love to help us, but the thing is, they're afraid that if they make themselves known to the population, it will start some kind of a war, you know? They've seen the
documentary. I don't think it could be any worse than it is. Do tell them to come.
Maybe tell them to come.
Wow, the host of this show is really pessimistic. He's like, tell them we're making a mess of it.
Tell them to come.
All right, all right, all right. There's just a couple more seconds left of that. You know I love it. You know I love it. I love it.
It's pretty crazy.
I could go on and do aliens all day long. I really could. I'm glad we got into that. And there's so much more material, like not just ITV stuff. I have reams and reams of videos that I've been just stuffing away for the last couple of weeks. Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll get down with it. We'll talk about more aliens. And listen, I got to say this. I'm not entirely sure that this isn't true. I just think it's funny. I mean, I don't think this lady is being
honest. We're like commentators at a sporting event.
Color commentation. That's what you should consider the commercial break. We're neither here to confirm nor deny. We're just here
to comment.
To have fun. Listen, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. But we're right here if it is for you.
I have a message coming in from the Zorgags. Listen and subscribe to the commercial break. Visit us at the commercial break. On Instagram, that's where all the aliens are.
That's right. Some of them. Not all of them.
Only the ones in the know. Only the cool ones. Oh, my God. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the video, all the audio right there. You never have to leave. Never have to leave the commercial break website if you don't want to. Go to TCBpodcast.com. 661-237-8296. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas all can go right there. Text message us, or you can call the phone and leave a voicemail if you'd like me to hear your voice or someone on the staff to hear your voice. No problemo. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for the brand new commercial break YouTube channel. We're getting it revamped and new videos, new Easter eggs, all kind of good shit. You'll enjoy watching those videos. Thanks to everyone out there who's been leaving us kind ratings and reviews.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Keep them coming. Tell your friends. Tell your family. It's not for everyone.
It's not for
everyone. Yeah, but maybe like 1 out of 100.
Yeah.
We'll find something about this enjoyable. All right. Okay.
All right.
So we got TCB games coming up. The history of the commercial break part 2 coming up. Stay tuned to the commercial break for more hilariously entertaining information. Where else would you find this useless knowledge?
I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all I can do today, Chrissy.
I think that's all.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we do say, we must say, and we always say,
bye. Bye.